Hi, I'm Justin Catanoso, and you're listening to the Business Report on 88.5 WFTD, a partnership with the Triad Business Journal. The Triad is awash right now in large-scale construction projects. As one of the oldest projects on the books, the Greensboro Urban Loop is nearing completion, and the implications for future growth are beginning to emerge. Reporter Katie Arcieri has the story, and she joins me now. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you, Justin.
Katie, how long has this loop around Greensboro been on the books, and how close is it to being finished?
It's been in the planning stages since the 1980s, and more than 60% is already complete. In the next 7 years, you'll find the northern and eastern sections finished up.
So a total number of miles, how many are we talking about?
44 miles.
And how many are completed?
27.6.
Yeah, a lot of work has been done already, and a lot of money has been spent. What's the price tag on this loop?
This is a $890 million project.
Whoa, $890 million for this road project. Okay, where is that money coming from?
It's coming from the State Highway Trust Fund.
All right, so we think about this trust fund. We also have talked about on this very program the fact that transportation funding is tight, that a lot of projects are not getting funded. How come Greensboro is getting this money for this particular loop right now?
Well, this Urban Loop project actually made a lot of strides last year when the remaining sections basically made the statewide funding cut. So all indications point to this project being done in 2022.
So they're kind of lucky. This is state a priority for the state.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. All right, so sometimes projects like this, you know, when we talk about them on the radio, they can be a little bit hard to visualize. But let's give this a shot. Tell us generally where this Greensboro loop, these segments that are to be completed, where are they and why are they so significant? I mean, it sounds like they're going to have a big impact on the area.
It's going to have a huge impact. Actually, the sections running from 29 all the way over to the airport and Bryan Boulevard are going to ease congestion, open up land for development, and it's really going to provide a straight shot for people who are coming from Rockingham County, Southern Virginia, who want to get to the airport but really can't right now.
Yeah, so right now, if you're coming down 29, you actually have to go through the city, all that congestion, all that traffic, and pick up the interstate south of the city and then shoot over to the airport. Is that right?
That's right. And so those folks will be able to bypass all of that and go straight down 29, down Lawndale, down Battleground Avenue, and straight to PTI.
Interesting. So I bet you Winston-Salem would love to have an urban loop like this. I mean, they've got one on the books, right? I mean, what's up with Winston's loop?
Yeah, Winston-Salem's loop is a 34-mile loop that has been plagued with a number of challenges for generations, actually, from environmental impact problems to lawsuits to concerns among landowners. So they're actually really behind. They actually only have one section of the loop under construction.
Is there any finish date in sight for Winston-Salem?
Not at the moment. A lot of the funding for that is still a question mark. At the same time, costs have risen tremendously for that project. Winston-Salem's loop was originally around $800 million, and now it's up to $1.6 billion due to business costs rising.
Wow. So you can see that that's going to be a while before they get that kind of money. So let's bring this back to Greensboro. As they finish this loop project, there's some other big road projects that are also wrapping up. What's the economic potential, the economic impact that all this construction spending is going to have on Greensboro?
Well, it's interesting because these remaining loop sections are part of nearly $1 billion worth of transportation projects that are either going to be under construction or slated for completion over the next several years in Greensboro. So we're talking about the Battleground US 220 widening, the widening of West Market Street and High Point Road. And at the same time, you know, these projects in aggregate are going to ease congestion. They're going to open up massive chunks of land, especially in East Greensboro, for development.
All right, Katie, thank you.
Thank you.
To read Katie's stories and more breaking business news from the region, go to the Business Journal online at triad.bizjournals.com. For WFDD News with this week's Business Report, I'm Justin Catanoso.